This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A bill to prevent the U.S. government from defaulting on its debts passed the Republican-controlled House of Representatives Wednesday night. It suspends the government's current $31 trillion debt ceiling for the next 2 years while keeping federal spending flat through 2024. The bill is a compromise deal reached between U.S. President Joe Biden and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains, Speaker McCarthy is emboldened now that the package has passed his chamber.
This is fabulous. This is one of the best nights I've ever been here.
McCarthy says he thought it would be nearly impossible. But now the Democrats are on record as voting for GOP priorities like spending cuts.
Now I found there's a whole new day here.
And he has ideas.
I can think of all sorts of more bills I'm going to bring to the floor because they just said now they'd vote for it.
Democrats insisted they would not allow a debt default, that they would be the adults in the room. President Biden calls the bill's passage good news for the American people and the economy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The bill now goes to the Democratic-led U.S. Senate, which is expected to act quickly to pass the bill by the end of the week. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky attended a summit of more than 40 European leaders in Moldova Thursday, where he called directly on regional alliances to bring Ukraine into the fold.
In summer in Vilnius, at the NATO summit, the clear invitation to membership for Ukraine is needed, and the security guarantees on the way to NATO membership are needed. In fall, on our accession to the EU, clear positive decision is needed, and we are also preparing for peace summit.
Ukraine has proposed that peace summit this summer to cement its vision of peace as the only way to end Russia's war. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Thursday China's decision to decline a meeting between U.S. and Chinese defense chiefs is unfortunate, particularly given recent provocative Chinese behavior. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
U.S. officials had invited China's Minister of National Defense, Li Xiangfu, to hold talks with Secretary Austin on the sidelines of a defense summit in Singapore this week. Beijing declined the meeting, with a spokeswoman saying the U.S. knows clearly why there are currently difficulties with military communication. Meanwhile, U.S. military officials said Tuesday a Chinese fighter pilot had performed an unnecessarily aggressive maneuver near an American surveillance aircraft operating over the South China Sea last week in Tokyo on a brief stop before his arrival in Singapore. Austin said China's decision was particularly unfortunate given its recent behavior in the region, but he added he's always willing to talk.
I think defense departments should be talking to each other on a routine basis, or should have open channels for communication.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. news outlets are reporting that federal prosecutors have obtained an audio recording of former President Donald Trump discussing holding on to a classified military document, the AP's Jennifer King reports.
First reported by CNN, an audio recording made in July 2021 at Trump's Bedminster, New Jersey golf club reportedly captures the former president talking about holding on to a classified Pentagon document related to a potential attack on Iran. In the recording, Trump suggests he wants to share information from the document with others, but that he knew there were limitations on his ability to declassify records after he left office. According to the CNN report, the recording was made during a gathering with aides to Trump, including Margot Martin and two people who were working on the autobiography of Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, who was not at the meeting. The recording has been provided to special counsel Jack Smith and would appear to undercut Trump's repeated claims that he declassified documents he took with him to Mar-a-Lago. Jennifer King, Washington.
A distinguished panel of experts brought together by the U.S. space agency NASA to study so-called unidentified flying objects held their first ever public meeting on the subject Wednesday. VOA's Richard Green has the story.
The 16-member panel fielded hundreds of questions from the public during the live stream meeting. Many of the questions were skeptical and veered into conspiracy theories. NASA official Dan Evans, the study's lead coordinator, said several of the experts on the panel have been subjected to online abuse. NASA announced last year was analyzing observations in the sky that cannot be identified as aerial or natural phenomena, a subject that has long fascinated the public but ignored by mainstream science. The panel is expected to issue a final report by July. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
France prides itself on taking its food seriously, but many consumers are now tightening their belts or skimping on quality, hit by a record inflation rate. Diane Roberts, VOA News.